wünsche dir die Pest an den Hals. Lässt mich hier sitzen, einfach so, aber vielleicht, vielleicht kommst du ja bald. Kein Bock auf Fernsehen, das ist blöde. Bin ich kippen, das macht blöde. Kann ich aufstehen, bin zu müde. Ich hab schon viermal onaniert, weil hier einfach nichts passiert. Weil hier nie etwas passiert. Die rechte Hand tut mir jetzt weh, du bist immer noch nicht da. Weiß der Teufel, wo du steckst, es ist wahr. Mir ist
yeah, what he said.
That's difficult. When I met a walk in the fields around the ground, I saw a little bird standing in front of a herd of cows. The herd on the field eating the grass, and the little bird said to the cows, "Hey, you guys, you all will be eaten." The cows were not very amused. Do you understand this? The little bird, and then a cow come to the little bird and said, "Hey, I shit on you." And he tried to turn around and shit, but the bird was away. No? It's awful. The animals here are terrorists.
They can be that way, yeah. Hey, you know, I heard that here in the Netherlands that one of the really, really popular pastimes is duck hunting. Do you know anything about that?
Duck hunting?
Duck hunting.
I have no idea what that can be.
It never really sat until I was sitting on the stone embankment by the canal watching the pretty little ducks swimming along, and I thought, you know, any given time one of these things is likely to wind up on somebody's plate. The animal world is a cruel world indeed, but the human world is even crueler. We know this.
This is Space Station 5, the channel with a sympathetic English accent.
Wir kämpfen die Patrouille.
Yeah. We now have call-in capabilities. Imagine that. And very, very excited to hear some people from Amsterdam give us a ring. We will put you on the air, and you can have your 15 seconds of fame. But I'm having trouble reading the call-in line number. Maybe you could decipher that for me, sir.
Yes, the number is it's a German telephone number because we have only German mobile phones here. So dial 0049 171 837 5693. So once again, it's a German telephone number here for going in live into the radio show. It's 0049 171. Oh, it's just ringing. We have our first call, and you are going now online live. So, with whom do I talking there? Hello?
Hello. Hello, you're speaking with Adel, Kurt.
Hi, Adel.
Is this Hey.
From where are you calling?
I'm having a bit of a delay on the...
Yes, this is normal because we are using only cell phones, so don't be irritated because of the delay you hear. It's normal.
Oh, yeah, I've put down the sound of the TV.
So from where are you calling?
I'm calling from Amsterdam.
So you can hear us in Amsterdam right now?
Yay!
This is the first time we're really hearing people from Amsterdam because we are here right on the campsite. It's a little bit outside. But how are you hearing us? How does this work?
Yeah, it's very funny. I'm having some, strange effects on the voice sometimes. Like it speed up the or something.
Sorry, can you repeat this?
Well, I'm having trouble hearing because in the telephone I have also an echo.
Yes, sure, there are many, many delays. Don't be irritated. The delays are up to 1 second and more. So just talk, don't mention about your echoes.
Okay.
So what is the way you are hearing us in Amsterdam?
Yeah, good.
About which radio station or a TV station?
I think it's called A1 Salto or something. Salto Canal, is that possible?
So, and you are sitting there in Amsterdam and listen all the time to the camp radio here, Space Station 5?
Space Station, I don't know, but it comes on the TV, on the local channel.
Okay.
And, yeah, the rest I don't know where it come from.
So what are you doing normally? Why are you in... Of course, it's very fine that you are interested, but what are your main interests in watching this program?
Well, like you said, I have always my 15 minutes of time. And I think this channel, I called before on the night, like 4 in the morning. Because I work at night and I come home at 12 o'clock and then I have nothing to do and I don't want to go to sleep yet. And so then I watch this channel because it's the only channel on.
Okay, so this is quite exciting for us too because you are the first person who does a call in, and it's the first time for us we are doing something like
this. This is no fake. He's really a guy from Amsterdam. This is no fake.
Well, yeah.
It's going to be on TV anyway, this number, so I think you're going to have much more callers, especially from 12 o'clock, because we're going to have more broadcasting air time and space. And from 1 o'clock, we're going to be on 3 frequencies in Amsterdam. So, and the number is on TV now, on local TV. So you get very busy. I don't know who's paying for this, but...
Yeah, I don't know. Is this the first time you have this kind of experiment?
The German CCC pays it all.
Okay, so Yeah, it's a little bit chaotic at the moment, so as always on Space Station 5.
Everything is under control. Everything is under control.
So maybe...
All of your base belong to us. Yeah, you are listening to Space Station 5 on 97.1 FM across the Netherlands and around the world. This is your deprogrammer, Tech Spectre, in the studio with DJ Big Brother and many special guests, including Norom Basic and the Hackers at Large. Give us a call. That number again is...
49 for Germany. You have to call, sorry, to Germany. Then 171 and then 8375693. I repeat, 49 for Germany. 171 8375693 49 171 8375693 49 171. Hello, hello.
Hello, this is the TV radio studio in Amsterdam.
Hello, how
we
are you?
We have a perfect signal from you.
Oh, you're the second person to call in.
Okay, I'll give space to the other phone callers. There's an enormous delay. Okay, ciao, have a great show.
Roger that, Amsterdam. This is Space Station 5, over and out. Josh Chop Shop, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the radio, man.
I know. That's why I called.
Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Bjorn.
Bjorn, where are you?
In Germany.
Where in Germany are you?
Close to Hamburg.
All the way to Hamburg?
Yep.
Oh, we're loving this. How are you this evening, Bjorn?
I'm pretty fine.
Do you have any requests?
No.
No requests?
No.
Well, what are you up to tonight anyway?
Well, I was just on the net chatting and surfing, and I was getting the live stream.
Oh, so we're networked on what website? Maybe we should plug our friend's website. What website were you on that you saw this?
I was on www.hln2001.org.
Oh, on our own website, because we're on several
what
different...
What a surprise.
What a surprise indeed. We're on several different websites, and I imagine being relayed around the world. You get your 15 seconds of fame. Anything that you would like to say to all of our listeners out there?
Well, just hi to my friends that are over there now.
At HAL 2001?
Yep.
Ah, who are they? Do you want to mention them by name? Say hello?
I don't know. They probably know them.
Ah, I see. Well, thank you very much for calling, sir.
Uh-huh.
You have a fine evening.
Okay. Take care and have fun.
The jingle machine. Bring up the jingle machine. Let's hear another jingle.
Space Station 5, the weather forecast, presented by WeatherFrog.
Weather in the Netherlands, mild, partly cloudy, chance of showers, highs around 18 degrees centigrade, with flying monkeys. Yeah, did you see some of them flying monkeys earlier, Big Brother?
I just didn't understand. What did you say? Please say it again.
Well, there's flying monkeys in the forecast.
There are no flying monkeys. These are pigs.
Yes, I met a man out there on the sidewalk who swore up and... They're pigs?
Oh, no, it's monkeys. You're right.
Minkies, yeah. He was ranting and raving about something out there. We're sure having a good time here at the university. Pardon my broken Dutch. Twente?
Twente. Twente is a country around here, and this is the University of Twente, and I say thank you for the good host. There just comes a phone call in of a guy who forgot the number, so I tell the number again. It's 0049-171-8375-693. Okay, call again.
Obviously, you're listening to the Happiness Channel.
Again, the number 0049-171-8375693.
We took this trip to Garden Grove. Smelled like a Lou Dog inside the van. Oh yeah, this ain't no funky reggae party. $5 at the door. It gets so real sometimes. Who wrote my rhyme? I've got the microwave, got the VCR, I got the deuce in the trunk of my car. Oh yeah. Don't fuck around with my dog. All that I can see, I steal. I fill up my garage. Cause in my mind, music from Jamaica, all the love that I found. Pull over, there's a reason why my soul's unsound. It's you. It's that shit stuck under my shoe. It's that smell inside the van. My bed sheet covered with sand, getting through a shitty band, getting dark.
Hello, caller.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, fine. How are you?
Okay, listening to your station.
And where are you?
Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago, Illinois. Greetings from the Netherlands, from... University Twente from the HAL 2001 conference. How's everything in Chicago, Chicago?
A beautiful day, and nice reception here, over the internet, of course.
How's the weather over there today, Chicago?
Absolutely perfect.
You know, I came over here to the Netherlands. It's, what is it, about mid-August. I bet you it was darn near 46 degrees Fahrenheit last night here, with a high of about 60 and pouring rain at times.
Oh, well, we've had the opposite here the last few weeks, but much better now.
Well, I'll tell you what, you are proof.
And no monkeys.
And no flying monkeys.
Nope.
Maybe if you went down to Kansas, you would see some. Well, you're proof positive that we're getting out around the world. Thank you so much for calling. And you do get your 15 seconds of fame. Do you have any message for the rest of the world?
I just hope that everybody is watching what goes on here and learns a lot.
Thank
the HAL 2001. Even wish I was there.
Right on. We wish you were here too, Chicago. You all take care.
Thank you.
Oh, we checked it out. We just checked it out. This guy was really calling from Chicago. We tapped him and we got his address and his name, of course.
Yeah, did you look on his hard drive to find out if he had any good MP3s to steal?
I think this is privacy. It was just a joke, a bad joke, of course. We don't tap Tim, of course not. We are the good ones. This is Space Shuttle, Space Station 5 on 97.1. And you can call in on the number 0049-171-8375-693.
What was that?
There's a little lack. There's a hole, a black hole, a little black hole.
Little black hole full of flying monkeys?
I don't know whether black holes collect flying monkeys.
I'm not sure about it.
I never seen it. In any kind of... I even didn't see monkeys.
We're not even in Kansas.
I just say it because I think it makes you happy when I say, oh yes, this is monkeys.
You know what makes me happy?
It's okay. I like it.
Random CDs that I don't know anything about. Let's experiment.
That's no problem. I can give you... Track 6 is
track
always
six
good.
Track 6 is always good.
Oh, I learned something. Go
okay,
to track
we're going
to
go to track 6.
Yeah.
3, 4, 5, 6. Go.
On.
Damn, he's right.
Some more of it. Chicken hats, right way, turning left.
Station 5, the weather forecast, presented by WeatherFrog. Space Station. Space Station. Space Station 5. Space Station 5.
What was that number again?
Well, as far as I can see here on my real player, that's live.dds.nl/tv. You can see the phone number, but it's very teeny weeny tiny. Only the privileged people who live in Amsterdam can see it on their whole screen. Lucky bastards. As far as I know, it's 0049171 8375. Correct me if I'm wrong. The other three numbers I can't see, and that's probably 693. So 0049171 8375693. But why is there a 2 added?
You heard her. Give us a call and collect your 15 seconds of fame. Thank you.
5. shade brings the grace. Forbearers are forbidden stepping into five for me. The sign the Father is free. Someday by your white parade, these are frozen tears, whispered things that no one hears. Cry now for me again. Tomorrow's cry and say, why you kneel before my name, crushing my
Break 97.1. You are listening to Space Station 5, coming to you live from HAL 2001 conference in the Netherlands. Yeah! We have a call-in number. That number is 491-8375693. That number, oh, pardon me, there's a 002 before that. It is 002-4917.
No. 0049.
What is the number?
It's a foreign call to Germany, so it's a German telephone number. 0049 171 8375693.
It's a very large and difficult number for hackers. And so it's very difficult, because when hackers write it down a number by hand, nobody can read it again. And so now we can work for a pharmacist in a pharmacy, because we are able to read handscribe of hackers and even, of course, of doctors. And it's amazing. It's a wonderful, amazing number. We just try to sing this number, and later on we will bring a wonderful song about this wonderful number 0049. But we just in operating and testing, and I think we will do it later on. Spectator.
Yeah. This is Space Station 5. We are an experimental pirate radio station operating under a temporary provisional probationary license in the Netherlands, and heard around the world over the internet. What was it that Gil Scott-Heron said, that a revolution will not be televised? Guess what, people? It'll be networked. Hello, you're our second caller.
Oh, hello.
Hi, caller. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from... I have to lie now, I think. Huh? Okay, I'm calling from the other side of the world. Hello, can you hear me? Oh, there's a delay.
Yes, there is a terrible delay. I can hear you, but there is a 30 millisecond delay.
Oh, it's awful. But I have a wish of a music. We speak broken English here, of course. I want to wish some music. The piece number 6 from the CD. I bring you through the phone. And I think this is for all my friends who are very, very old now. And they heard this song in their youth when they were young. And I think they should listen to this wonderful song. And I want to say also hello to my mom and to my dad, because if I don't have them, I never would live here. And so I think it's a wonderful idea to say thank you to mom and dad. And I think all you guys in your tents, you also should think about your mother and your papa and so on and so on. It's very, very important. Yes. And I'm thank you for the wonderful music to bring. And I think I should fade out now. Hey, hello, I have to say something.
You are listening to Space Station 5 on 97.1 FM in the Netherlands. Yeah.
I warn you about my secret. I'm going to expose the great that to your bodies, to your mind, souls. Don't be alarmed. Thank you.
Elektriker Salzer, yeah. Elektriker Salzer, Elektriker Salzer. Now you know my secret, electronic salsa sound. Observe the desert feedback that's going all around. The magic words I say to you, now open up your ears. Hasam, halum, gilum, dasa, nia, gulum, lulum, sasa. Hasam, halum, gilum, dasa, nia, gulum, lulum, sasa. Elektrika, salsa. Oh, elektrika, salsa. Yeah. Elektrika, salsa. Yeah. Chubi-chubi-baba. Elektrika Salsa. Oh, Elektrika Salsa.
We break now to the HAL 2001 conference in progress with a special announcement.
Hello, I'm Helga, and here's Sven from the UUT organization for reducing useless traffic from networks. We have announced to all the people using Windows system out there. There's about 20 kilobit seconds traffic, useless traffic from Windows systems. Please, to all those people using these crazy systems, take a look at your network configuration and please switch off NetBUI and IPX protocol, because it's total useless to come into the internet. Thank you.
What if they're trying to access a Novell server, sir?
What?
What's about to trying to going to a Novell servers?
I have.
Have you seen any Novell servers here in your network? I haven't seen one.
There is, in fact, a little 312 server running down the block. I saw it myself. Yeah.
Hey. Okay, we should turn
there's,
it off
there's,
completely.
There's your IPX. We could go hunt down the Novell guys.
Okay, we should switch off the Novell boxes too, so we have only useful traffic.
Well, we just heard that there was a very fantastic lecture here at HEL yesterday, done by some person called Jaap Hank Hoopman, and it was on privacy by design. Actually, many people missed this great lecture, and we would like you, Jaap Hank Hoopman, to come and meet us at the Big Brother Award tent, which is next to the radio tent of Space Station 5. So, if you hear this, come along either now or come tomorrow during the day and meet us there. Anyone who knows Jaap Hank Hoopman, tell him to come. Thanks, bye bye.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing, and the jingle machine is down, and I don't know the right knob where I have to put on and make some wonderful thing. Make a signal now.
Space Station 5, you're connected to the world.
Oh, amazing, wonderful. I really like it. It's so wonderful.
No. Palawa. Kunite.
Hello?
Hello.
Welcome to Space Station 5. Where are you calling from?
Huh?
Uh-huh. Do you hear me or do I need another microphone to let you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. So where are you from? Are you at the campsite?
No, I'm not at the campsite.
Oh, I hear it's the boyfriend of someone and we cannot do this in the broadcast. You are live on the radio. Here is your girlfriend.
Thank you.
Hallo. Niki? Du bist gerade im Radio.
Oh, klasse.
Willst du später nochmal anrufen?
Klar, kann ich machen.
Okay.
Okay, bis nachher.
Okay, till so far this nice
interruption
of a private phone call. We like it very much. Okay, I just want to say hello to all our Amsterdam listeners. I'm going to do a little thing in Dutch, if you don't mind, colleagues here on the table. Oké, beste mensen, welkom bij deze uitzending van Space Station 5 live uit Enschede. Vandaag hebben we een uitzending met hele interessante mensen, met interessante muziek. En ik wou natuurlijk ook hartelijke groeten doen aan Radio Cortella, het Boskool team en de vele anderen die in deze regio uitzenden op de 97.1 FM. We vinden het fantastisch en normaal gesproken luisteren we ook naar jullie station. Helaas is dit even eventradio, maar we hebben een warm hart voor jullie allemaal. Straks hoop ik dat ik alle namen op een rijtje krijg. En tot dan zou ik in ieder geval zeggen, we laten wat muziek horen. En helaas is het gesprek in het Engels, omdat het een internationaal radiostation is. Dus tot zover dus een stukje in het Nederlands. We gaan verder. Space Station 5, stay tuned. Okay, happy campers. I know you're having fun now. It's Saturday night, and I think everybody wants to party on. Well, if you are not such a party animal but a game addict, you could go to the ASCII 10, because if you want to play Galaga Compo, I don't know if I pronounced it well. I'm not a gamer myself. You can go to the ASCII 10 and join in with the game Galaga Compo. I think it's a nice one. So take this mic if you want. What is it? What's the game about? You can take this mic.
Well, actually, it's Deluxe Galaga, which is an Amiga implementation of Galaga, and it's the greatest version of Galaga I've ever seen. So you should go there and come and play.
Okay, it's on an Amiga.
It's on an Amiga, yes.
Oh, that's a very interesting thing, because I haven't seen that much Amigas here on the compound.
Well, I've seen three.
You've seen three? Well, okay. That's not much.
Well, that's as many as I've got at home.
Wow, you're an Amiga freak yourself.
Yes, I am.
Ah, respect, respect, respect. Okay, thank you. Well, okay, Galaga Compo, game at the ASCII 10. And as you can hear here from my colleague, it's very special because it's an Amiga version. So go there. To the ASCII tent, it's near the main tent, so be there. If you're not a party animal, but game. Okay, so people, if you're not into gaming, not into dancing, but into heavy manual burning, you can go somewhere, I don't know exactly where, but tell me, where can people go to do some manual burning, and which manuals are we going to burn?
Well, the Microsoft manuals, for once. I mean, actually, the Microsoft manual burning is what we all came here for, right?
Well, exactly.
There are two exact sites for manual burning where there are campsites marked on your maps. And we thought we'd do it at least one of them. Preferably one where there is not a guitar on the fire. You'll notice it on the map.
Can you be more exact at where it's going to be?
Ooh, if you have a map, you can find one. It's not the one with the guitar on it. It's the one with all the computers on it. There are two fires on the map.
It's very exciting. So for all the manual burnings, go to
site 12 on the map, past the shopping center. Ooh, yeah, past the shopping center. It's a big oval building.
What time is it gonna be?
Let's call it in 10 minutes, right? 12:30.
12:30. Okay, in 10 minutes.
Okay. So I hope I'll see all of you there, and bring matches.
And manuals? But I don't think anybody has a Microsoft manual on them.
Well, I actually have a friend over here who has a C++ manual ready for burning, and I want to see that thing spark.
Okay, well, good luck. Again, what spot is it? Okay, tis 12. It's by the campfire with all the computers on it. If you have the map, it's on top near the shopping center by the open air theater. You see a little picture of computers with flames and stuff. There is going to be the manual burning in about 10 minutes. So, hey, good luck.
Thank you.
Are you from a special group or just individuals who like burning things?
Well, we like burning things, but no, we're a couple of people just come up here, down here from Sweden, together. Yeah, to burn things, mostly.
Are you from Sweden, too?
Yeah, probably, yeah. I think so. I don't know, yeah.
Did you reboot correctly this morning?
Yeah, no, I don't know, really. Just woke up. So is this morning or is this night? But
he's from Sweden. They are born with beer in their hands. Isn't that true? That's what all the Finnish people say about Swedes.
Yeah, but it's not real, too. We're not born with beer. We're born with vodka in our hands.
Can we burn something now?
No, in 10 minutes. In 9 minutes now. Okay, go to number 12 campsite on your map. near the shopping center, and it's marked with computers in flames. So good luck, all the nice people from Sweden, but they're not only from Sweden. Okay. More and more crowded around here, and I think this is the moment to announce a lot of things, not only the Kalaga Compo game in the ASCII tent or the Microsoft manual burning at the campsite 12, but we have another announcement. Here, this mic.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, just an announcement to for streaming MP3. On radio.touz.org on the port 800 8000.
Mm-hmm. So that's a URL. Is that a URL where people can go to
to listen
to the radio? Yeah. Can you repeat it again?
So the with the Winamp, for example,
yes,
you can listen the MP3 streaming on the. On the HTTP.
HTTP.
Radio. Dot. Touz. T O U Z. Dot. Org.
Mm-hmm.
On the port 3000.
3000.
3000.
Okay. Well, see how many people are listening, and if they're not listening, come back and announce.
No, 8000.
8000. Okay.
8000.
So it's T O U Z.
.org.
Dot org.
On the port 8000.
Okay, 8000.
Yeah.
I hope we get that.
So listen.
And what are you gonna broadcast, or what are you streaming?
Oh, there is a lot of things. Very very different sort of music.
Uh-huh.
Can be techno. It can be reggae.
Where are you from?
France.
France.
Yeah.
Cool. I haven't seen so many any French people yet. There's a lot of German, Swedes, and English people, but I haven't seen a French person yet. Hello.
So, hello.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
But je ne parle pas français. I can only say that one very well. I haven't said that very much, so. Okay, well, thank you very much for the announcement, and good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you want to say something, Mr. Ray?
No, good afternoon.
Okay. Bonne nuit à tous. Yeah, sounds like it. Okay, so far for the announcements, I think. I think we're going to listen to a little bit of music. I'm trying to figure out how everything works here, but that's okay with me. I don't know what this is, but it sounds funny. Oh, for the people who want to watch TV, by the way, in their tents, you can log into live.dds.nl/TV, and then you can see the stream, which is on a cable A2 television, local in Amsterdam. And also the Amsterdam people can listen to this station, and they can also phone in, and they can see it on the screen. The phone number is underneath, so I don't have to repeat it again. I can do that, but okay, I will. 0049 171 8375 693. So let us know you're there. everybody already to sleep or what? Okay, you can still phone in if you want to. If you really want to, you don't have to. And that's 0049-171-8375-693. Voor de Nederlandse mensen onder ons die dit niet konden opschrijven, 0049-171-8375-693. 0049-171-8375-693. Bit quiet in here. You're listening to Space Station 5. I don't know where the jingles are, but we can sing something. Which channel is that? Jingle! Space Station 5. How do you get the jingles? Because this is so corny. How did you get them?
Yes, the jingles were made by musician from Bonn, a friend of Maya, and he just added them at home. I think we will we can get him in and ask him by ourselves.
Yeah.
But the jingle machine is just a very old style fast tracker.
Yes.
And we have set up an instrument with 16 samples on it.
Oh.
And you just have to press a button. And so the
Wait.
The old jingle comes in.
Yes, and this is the jingle channel.
It's on the mixer number 5. Yeah.
Yeah.
This one.
And I'm gonna choose something, and I go H.
That's just the rhythm. You have to hold this button.
Okay.
It's for background music or something like that.
Oh, cool.
This is another one.
All right, motherfuckers. You're listening to Space Station 5, the meanest station in the area. This works perfectly. And then you have, like, the main jingle is A?
No, it's a Q.
It's Q.
Handwritten something.
Yeah.
It's a very long one, so we don't use it very often.
Yeah, jingles were long. It's terrible, right?
Yeah, it's just for
announcement
that
though.
We are here.
Mm-hmm. We're here.
Now it comes, Space Station 5.
Cool! Dit is de mooiste jingle machine die ik ooit gezien heb. And that will say something like, this is the nicest jingle machine I ever seen. Because normally we put CDs or jingles on CDs or something, or even on cassette tapes we used to do it.
Yeah, we did it last time when we did the radio in 1999 at the KS Communication Camp.
Mm-hmm.
In that time we called it Radio Intergalactic.
And V, the Happiness Channel. I'm very curious about that one.
This jingle.
Oh my god. Cool!
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe Axel is hearing us. Axel, he's here. He can tell us something about the music he made. Axel, can you come over?
Axel, come over. Is it your voice you used in the jingles, or did you find some women to sing in?
No, it's my voice, but it's
edited a little. I pitched it, so
yeah.
It's a little bit higher.
Yeah, because you have a very nice voice. So.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm turning red.
A little bit, yeah. You're blushing. Yo.
I'm sorry you cannot see that, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, this is radio on TV, by the way. But, yeah, I love the jingles because they're diverse. And you do this at home on your computer?
Yes, and it took me months to do this. No, I did it in 2 weeks, so it's...
Yes. How many jingles are there in total?
16, I think.
16.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I think Ingo already told us.
No, there are 15 jingles.
15.
And an additional one that you created just at the hell out of the interview with the police.
Oh, that is with the police guy, the crime police.
Yeah, it's on the N. We can play it.
Okay, let's show it.
Hacking is not allowed in the Netherlands. Hack, hack, hack. Hack, 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 hack. Hack, hack, hack. Hack, hack. Hacking is not allowed in the Netherlands. That you don't have to commit, have to commit crimes. Have to commit crimes to have a nice time.
Yeah, actually, it was the guys that did the interview with the policeman.
Yeah.
After the interview, they came directly to me and told me, you have to take this part out. You don't have to commit crimes to have a nice time because it rhymes. And they asked me to do something with it, and so I did.
And hacking is forbidden in the Netherlands.
Yes.
Very nice.
It was a good idea of the guys.
Yeah, it's very nice of those cops, or of that cop guy also, to tell us that hacking is illegal in the Netherlands.
Yes, that's a crucial information, I think.
Yes.
Actually, after we sounded the jingle the first time, I went over again and talked to the policeman.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very funny for him. So he wanted to have a copy from us. Maybe we should take it on the web for download or something like this. See.
Okay.
He's a net expert, so he can download it easily. So.
Yeah, I think so too. Why should he have a copy of you? He wants your fingerprints, I think, or your sweaty DNA leftovers on the disk or something. Okay. You had Deep Purple ready. So MP3 stream, and just take the mute off, and I shut up, or I say something again.
Okay, we have a phone call coming in here, and I think we can do something about that. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Ah, I think we have Amsterdam here again. Hello? Ah, your feedback, so I think we have Amsterdam.
Yes, it's me.
Are you listening to the telephone
phone
or...
The phone number, it works. It's perfect.
Okay. How is the atmosphere in Amsterdam at the moment?
Wait. I'll turn down the TV because the delay is driving me...
Nuts. How much is the delay? 20 seconds or...
No, listen.
It's very hard to hear the sound of the delay of your stream, which you received there. So you're watching TV now, huh?
The sound of the delay of your stream, which you received there.
He's letting us hear what he's hearing.
I think he's hearing.
Yes, sure. We're watching TV. We're watching the net. We're listening. We're feeling everything.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You're listening to the radio stream in the internet, of course. This has
radio.
A very, very long delay. But just listen to your phone. Actually.
We're listening to the TV, especially.
Yeah, but if you want to talk with us, you have to. Listen to your phone, so that...
But actually, 1 o'clock.
Oh.
Yes, at 1 o'clock.
Then the TV will be gone till 2 o'clock. There will be Park TV.
Yes.
On Amsterdam 2.
Yes.
And at 2 o'clock we'll be back on TV.
Okay, till what time are we being listened to at the local TV in Amsterdam?
Till 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Oh no, sorry, till 7 in the morning. You can listen. You can watch till 5.
And you can listen to Space Station 5.
Till 7.
Yes, till 7.
And
okay.
Also, Radio 100 will occasionally mix in the interesting parts of Space Station 5 when it's not too much, depends on the music and the content, I suppose. Anyway, but we'll be also on another radio frequency in Amsterdam from 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So people who don't have internet want to keep listening in Amsterdam. Tune in to 101... Sorry, let me check.
101.8.
Yeah, 101.8, I think it is.
Yeah, wake up. Okay, thank you for calling and good luck over there.
Thank you, the same to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Great, bye.
Don't be stupid, we don't make plans like that. We live day by day. And that's the way it's always going to be.
Okay, this is especially for all the people in the ASCII tent. Remember home. It's a tired teenage riot.
Fucking politicians.
Space Station 5, live.
Je luistert naar Space Station 5, live vanuit Enschede, de campus. Mensen, dit is de moeite waard om een keer je tent uit te komen. Yeah! Here in this studio, all you Lara Croft fans, you're gonna be very jealous on me because I have her personally here in the studio. It's Lara Croft. Hi, let's test if this mic is working. Yes, you have a very soft voice, Lara.
Yeah, I have a dark voice and a little soft, that's true. Never need to shout.
That's perfect. You're looking wonderfully.
Thank you.
What are you doing at HAL?
Well, there's hackers. I love hackers. And there's... I came to see this artist here. And there's an artist here who did a beautiful piece here. May I thank Rob van Oostenbrugge. He is a real great artist. He did the Jane piece here.
And that's the wonderful thing in the main tent.
Yeah, the beautiful red, blue, Jane. I like it.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Are you going to do any gaming here, or...?
I just did a game. It was the... On the bike, I did the bicycle.
You did the power punk thing.
Yeah, that was true.
Did you win?
Of course.
Okay, Lara Croft at the house. If you spot her, she's around here, and she's probably going to be in the main tent, going partying, aren't you?
Sure, I'll be there.
Okay, well, if you see Lara Croft, kiss her, hello. But be gentle. Okay, we go back to this music.
Chicken for my seat.
because they don't have any feelings. It's something in the way. Something in the way. Something in the way. Something in the way. Underneath the bridge, chop a strum on leak, and an animal is trapped. All become my pets, and I feed them with the grass, and a chicken for my scene. And it's okay to eat fish, 'cause they don't have any feelings. That's something in the way.
Okay, you listen to our Space Station 5, and now my phone is ringing. But we're going on to the next song. I don't know what that is, but it's cool.
Manchmal sitz ich einfach da, denk an dies und auch mal das, was wird morgen bloß geschehen? Was war gestern und warum? Kalt und nass scheint es zu sein. Irgendwo hier und dort sind Gedanken nur Illusionen. Und ist die Hoffnung nur Selbstmord? Hat das Sinnlose ein Ende? Ist der Anfang nicht schon vorbei? Warum denk ich, also bin ich? Und was ist Augenwischerei? Kommt und wieder geht, trägt sie das Schicksal denn nicht schon mit sich? Und wer hat dieses schon erlebt? Hohe Berge gibt's schon ewig, und auch das Meer ist nicht grad neu. Auf einem Rummel von Gedanken gibt's vor der Achterbahn keine Scheu. Man geht es steinab, oben kreuz und quer und auch bergab. Eigentlich denn schon passiert? Schaut man einander an und hat sich dennoch ignoriert und fällt im Wald ein Baum um und keiner war dabei. Gab's dann wirklich einen Knall oder einen Hilfeschrei? Ja, das Wissen, das es macht und Geld regiert die Welt. Außerdem gibt es nur Starke, alle anderen, die sind schwach. Ist der Weg eine gerade Strecke, auf dem Pfad, egal wohin, steht man im Alter noch am Anfang, aus den Augen. Some
Okay, hoeveel? Okay, you're listening to Space Station 5 and we are just tuning in live here from Enschede. You can call us on our number here. And the number is 0049-171-83-7563. We're just looking up in Amsterdam at the moment how many people are listening to the stream from the DDS, live.dds.nl/tv. So you can see also the broadcast, which has this sound underneath. Can you imagine? This radio is on TV. And it's very special. We already had a phone call from Chicago. People also from Amsterdam who are listeners, not only people from the crew who are doing this broadcast in Amsterdam. And the first thing also, for the second or the last thing I want to say, I want to thank all the people who are volunteering here at the Hall 2001. They made it possible that there is a radio station here. They made it possible that we have nice tents, that we have a lot of chemical toilets, who are being cleaned every morning, and we have waste bins, and we have food and drinks and anything, and happy faces. I think that's the most important thing, to see a lot of happy faces. All those hackers, nerds, and people who play music. What are we going to play right now? Maybe you can say it in the mic as well.
Riders on the Storm from the Doors.
Riders on the Storm of the Doors. Okay, speciaal voor alle andere mensen die niet zo van punk houden. Hippies. Okay, let's play it.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road.
for all the happy campers. I have to interrupt this very beautiful music, but the movie 2001 is being showed in the restaurant at the moment. It's behind the main tent for all the people who don't eat at the restaurant. I would have their own food. So I repeat again. For all the people who haven't seen the movie 2001, I can't imagine that. But if you want to see it again, go to the restaurant. It's starting now. It's a sin indeed not have seen that movie. Okay, 2001 playing in the restaurant right now. Okay, next song is for all your lovely U.S. citizens.
Have some more pie. It doesn't matter.
Paul Jankovic, live from Space Station 5 here in Enschede. We're here at Hall. I've got the Swedish guys back from their very heavily manual burning. You've burned your feet, haven't you?
Yeah, just check it out on the net. Several people burned their feet.
The movie, you filmed it and it's on the net already?
Yeah, they say they would put it up.
Right away.
Yeah.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit how it went? So, 12:30, you were gathering at point 12 on the map.
Yeah, we burned something like 2 manuals, but we shared them, so it's a good thing.
How many people were there?
I don't know, maybe like 15, 20 people?
20, 30.
Right.
20 to
yeah.
30 people who were showed up to see the manual off which thing burn?
Yeah, it kind of turned ugly though. People were running through the fire, jumping over it. It was fun though.
Yeah, you had 2 manuals.
Well, I think there was a bit of pre-burning done there, so we had a good base to burn on.
And chemicals.
Oh yeah, we added artificial chemicals, but they were open source, so that's okay. So
how can I see that in an environmental picture? I think you made a lot of a mess there, but it wasn't Microsoft manuals, right?
Did they were Microsoft manuals, so it was evil. We're the good guys. Yeah.
But I still I can imagine a lot of people listening to this and they don't understand why Microsoft is bad. Can you just explain very shortly why Microsoft is so bad? Why everybody is cursing on Bill Gates and his life's work?
Okay. One word. Microsoft.
Okay. See, the Microsoft...
That's no content, you know? You cannot. You have to explain your mother and the neighbor why Microsoft sucks. Waarom zuigt Microsoft?
Okay, another word. Microsoft.
Okay, don't listen to my friend here. He's got the open source on his net feet. Anyway, so Microsoft sucks mainly because they don't share their source code. I mean, that's my big problem with it. With an open source, you can get a nice peer review, and you don't get software on the net searching through your computer trying to find the software you're currently using.
Yeah.
Not only to inform on themselves, but also to inform on you, trying to sort out, like, ooh, he got this update, he must be using that. But hey, doesn't another user use that software? And then I also am a bit troubled by people not being able to add on to the software without being sued.
And it costs you a lot of money as well.
Yeah, it does.
So what are you using with the operating system?
Currently, I have...
Windows?
Yes, I actually have a Windows 98 wireless.
It's not something to be ashamed of.
I borrowed it, okay? I borrowed it. Yes, I'm bad. Dark side of the force.
Well, sometimes things go that way. You don't have to be ashamed, but everybody is kicking you, I think.
I think so.
Are you all happy campers together, or...?
Well, we're sort of sleeping in a big sort of community-like tent over there.
They're sleeping together, and they're all working with another operation system, and... microphone. You probably have something nice to say. Here's the other Swedish... What?
Well, we're not sleeping anymore now together because he just revealed he's using Windows, and I really resent that because, you know, I myself is an OpenBSD user, and obviously that is the way to go.
But
he converted me.
Don't you check each other out, what you're doing? Hey, what are you doing? Like a social thing or just behind your own computer that you didn't
I just met him the other day.
Working with Windows.
I just met him the other day, you know. He just walked up to me and said, hey. Hello, and I said, hello.
You want to play the piano?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Right. You don't sound Swedish that way.
No, I'm from Australia, really.
Oh, my God. You fooled me. At first I thought you were Swedish. Now you're British, but you're actually from Australia.
Actually, this is an alien.
This is the guy who burned his feet. He's very funny. He can only say one word. He burned his brain. I think he has to...
I think so. I think he overheated his CPU a bit.
He overheated his CPU.
Yes.
I think he needs a very severe rebooting and maybe even go format C yourself.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, the burning went well, about 20 to 30 people, and it's on the net.
It will be on the net. Perhaps you'll see pictures of us waving around a fire extinguisher and people singeing their feet, but it's for a good cause.
Can you give us the URL which it's going to be on?
Well, I can give you the main URL, as always, www.hall2001.org.
Okay. So it's going to be on the Hall 2001 website.
Yeah, probably under the campsite version. I'm not sure.
Yeah, the campsite version, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Under 3 with streaming things and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, where all the other nice reports are on.
Yeah, so.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us, the after party from the Manuel's Burning. What are you going to do now?
We're probably going to go to bed a bit soon because we have to leave early tomorrow morning. But
yeah,
we hope to enjoy ourselves until then.
Okay.
And one of us at least has to drive until then, so they better go to bed now.
Okay, make sure he rests very good because don't be a danger on the roads. Ha. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to play some other music. I don't know what it is, but I know this man plays nice music. Space Station 5, for you. Okay, for the people, the Microsoft Burning is online as we speak. The video. Get the video. And the URL, we get the URL later on. I will find it for you.
Station 5 live. Whatever happened to Space Station 1, 2, 3, and 4?
Yeah. obviously. You're listening to the Happiness Channel.
Wow, wow, wow.
When the last eagle flies over the last crumbling mountain, and the last lion roars at the last dusty fountain, in the shadow of the forest, though she may be old and worn, they will stare unbelieving at the last unicorn. When the first breath of winter through the flowers is icing, and you look to the north and a pale moon is rising, and it seems like all is dying and would leave the world to mourn, in the distance hear the laughter of the last unicorn. I'm alive, I'm alive. When the last moon is cast over the last star of morning, and the future has passed without even a last desperate warning, then look into the sky where through the clouds a path is torn. Look and see her, how she sparkles. It's the last unicorn. I'm alive, I'm
King of the mountains, out on the end, the world come charging up the hill, and we were women and men. Now there's so much that time and memory fade away. We got our own rules to ride, chances we gotta take, raced side by side, each one fighting for the other, and we sit until we die. We'd always be blood brothers. Now the hardness of this world slowly grinds your dreams away, making a fool's joke out of the promises we made. What once seemed black and white turns to so many shades of gray. We lose ourselves in work to do and bills to pay. And it's a ride, and there ain't much cover, no one running by your side, my blood brother. rises in the day. Past those falling in their tracks, always moving ahead and never looking back. I don't know how I feel, I don't know how I feel tonight. If I've fallen beneath the wheel, if I've lost or I've gained sight, I don't even know. I don't know why I made this call, or if any of this matters anymore after all. But the stars are burning bright like some mystery uncovered, and I'll keep moving through the dark with you.
Terrible thrills, like a science fiction. picture show in the back row. To the late night double feature picture show.
Live from Hull 2001. If you want to visit us with your life story, you can come over to the radio tent. We're near the main tent.
here at the radio tent. It's unbelievable. And I'm getting a drink right now. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm sure the guy who's giving it me, it's going to explain it, what it is. So it's on, I think.
Yeah, this is Clubmate. It's the favorite drink of the people from CCC.
What is it? Because it's a long bottle. It looks like beer.
No, it's actually, it has nothing to do with beer. There's no alcohol in it. It's some sort of lemonade made of out of mate tea, a South American tea.
Yeah.
And yeah, the ingredients are water, sugar, and.
I don't know this. We don't have this here in Holland anyway. But koffeinhaltiges Erfrischungsgetränk auf Mate-Basis.
Yeah.
Mate ist eine Südamerika seit Jahrhunderten verwendete Urwaldpflanze. Oftewel, Mate ist in Zuid-Amerika sinds een eeuw of paar eeuwen al wordt gebruikt. En het is een plant uit het oerwoud. Die zowel cafeïne als auch Gerbstoffen erhaalt. Oftewel, die heeft cafeïne en... What the hell are Gerbstoffen?
Oh, sort of this too, I don't know what's in... It's in English, I don't know what's this in... I don't speak Dutch.
Gerbstoffen.
I have no idea.
Ich habe auch keine Ahnung, was das bedeutet, aber doch.
Ja, diese in der Natur einzigartige Kombination von wertvollen Wirkstoffen macht Mate, Clubmate zu einem einzigartigen Erfrischungsgetränk. Aktiv und anregend, erfrischend und belebend. Zutaten: Wasser, Zucker, Getränkegrundstoff aus Mate-Tee, Extrakt, Säurungsmittel, Zitronensäure, Koffein, natürliches Aroma, Lebensmittelfarbstoff, Zuckerlikör E150D und Kohlensäure.
Und es kommt aus Münchsteinach. Münchsteinach.
It's a little village in the south of Germany.
In the south of Germany?
Yeah.
Aus Bayern?
Yeah, right.
Straight from Bayern. Okay.
But I have to warn you, the first bottle always tastes very strange. So
it tastes strange. Well, I'm going to try this. I'm going to speak Dutch because then people can... I really hear what it's all about. Nou, waar smaakt het naar? Ik zou het niet weten. Thee met prik. Wat voor een erlebnis. Wunderschön. Club Mate heißt es. En kunst het überall in Deutschland kaufen?
No, you can't buy it everywhere in Germany. It's very hard to become. Actually, there is. It's easy to become in the city of Hamburg and in some places of Berlin, but in the rest of Germany, you have really difficulties to get this.
So this is very special.
So in Cologne, there's only we come from Cologne. In
yes.
Cologne, there's only one bar that sells it,
mm-hmm.
and. We are getting this from there.
Yeah.
And
so they're fan of yours?
Some sort of, I think. But mostly we are calling the brewery that brews this stuff directly to bring us some.
Yeah. Okay. Der prickelnde matte Eistee. So erfrischend und...
Aktiv und anregend, erfrischend und belebend.
Belebend. Was für ein Erlebnis. Now, I just got diverginated by Club Mate. Some very nice iced tea drink with gas in it.
Yeah, it's with gas in it.
Yeah, it's nice. It's not as strange as you sort of warned me for it.
Actually, when I drank the first bottle, I thought, "Ugh! It tastes like ash from a cigarette. It's awful." And it took me up to 5 bottles, and now I can't get off it. It's so.
So you're hooked now.
Yeah.
Do you already have like a help group here in Germany for people who are addicted to Club Mate or?
Oh, good question. So mainly in the CCC we are drinking a lot of this stuff, but
yeah.
A self-help group or something like this. I don't know. Maybe we should set something up like this, but because the club mart is very expensive and
I'm drinking a kind of non-alcoholic champagne something.
It's a very dangerous stuff, actually.
I don't know. Okay, well, I just had my first club mate. I'm also drinking something different, like a toilet lady should drink, like rosé, pink wine. Did you ever drink pink wine? Rosé?
Pink? No, yeah, but we don't call it pink wine.
No, we call it rosé, but I don't know how you say that in Germany.
Rosé also, but no, pink.
Rosé.
Yeah.
Rose. It says on the bottle rose, but anyway. So, how long are you doing radio yourself?
For 2 days.
For 2 days. Never did any radio before?
Not exactly. In 1999, we did this something very equal to this on the Chaos Communication Camp in Berlin. We also get a temporary license there from the German government.
Wow.
And did this for a half week or so. Nearly very, very equal to this. So we had a tent and a mixing table and
a lot of guests, I hope.
Yeah, a lot of guests. So many people were coming around that we never seen before and started to help us. Great.
Perfect.
And here we didn't meet each other before either.
No, we just meet here in a radio tent. That's a funny thing.
Yeah, yesterday actually. Yesterday?
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Yesterday. I'm losing the feeling of time here every time.
Radio is timeless. Anyway.
Yeah.
And especially when we're broadcasting worldwide, there's always some morning or
and
some
especially
setting.
Especially when you are broadcasting from a tent on this camp here, it's... There's no daylight, no...
And let him tell...
Second.
And especially if you don't sleep for 4 days.
But you live on Club Mate all the time.
Not exactly Club Mate.
But it's like... I see you with a bottle of something. What's that?
That's Evadrine.
Evadrine is? Oh my god, ze gebruik je drugs. Well, no, it's just his medication. He's making fun. You never know who's listening to this.
No.
Okay. It's something... All the hackers here drink Jolt.
Yeah, it's a quite popular cola. The Jolt cola. I think the main reason for being so popular is that it's just got the double amount of caffeine inside.
What do you think of the taste of Jolt?
What should I say? It's a cola.
I think it's horrible.
Yeah?
If you are a cola fan, well, a Coca-Cola fan, it doesn't even get there.
But I really like Jolt, but I also drink Coca-Cola, of course.
Yeah, well, I like it because of the caffeine. I think that is, I'm speaking for a lot of people here.
But I think the Jolt Cola is a little bit too sweet. It's too much sugar in it.
Oh yeah, but it helps you going too, but it sucks a lot of energy of your life, your body. Okay, that's about the Club Mate. It's very interesting because it looks like beer. It has the beer color. It has the sort of German beer bottle shaped thing. I can drink more, yeah, for sure. Let's hear it here. Club Mate. If you're really thirsty and want to go on.
Yeah, actually you can get it in the sea space in the geodetic dome. They are having a lot of club matter there and they are selling it.
What is that, the dome?
The geodetic dome is inside of the sea space. It's a big some sort of tent. It's a ball shaped a half of a ball shaped construction built of triangles and it's a very interesting
construction. It's a kind of bar in a... And what's the sea space?
The sea space is a place where most of the people from CCC are.
Yeah.
It's when you come from the main entrance, just go to the left side and
is it near the monolith?
Yes, it is on the monolight.
Okay, for everybody who wants to taste Club Maté, go to the ball-shaped big tent. It's white and it has transparent sides. And you can see all those yellow crates which says Club Maté on it. How much is it?
I don't know. Sorry.
Well, find out.
About three marks or something?
Drei oder vier Mark? Oder Gilder?
No, something like this. Just go there and
I'll
try
find
out.
It's an experience which cannot be put out in money, I think.
So it comes along in half-liter bottles. So
it's a half-liter, so yeah. If you're thirsty, go there and say hi from us. From... Nice jingles, huh?
Yeah, you like them, huh?
I'm so fond of them. Thank you. The maker is still standing next to me. That's really nice. Are you looking for something in particular?
Yes, I'm looking for an MP3 CD.
What?
I'm looking for an MP3 CD. No, that's not mine.
That's not yours. Okay, we keep on looking. And in the meanwhile, you can listen to music being played by a German guy, and I don't even know his name.
Well, my name's Packet.
Packet. Are you also on the IRC chat, or...?
Sometimes.
And if you logged in, are you been logged in, logged in during the festival on Channel Hall 2001?
No, I'm almost only in Channel CCC.
Okay. I've been kicked out of the Channel CCC.
Almost everyone does.
I want to talk to the channel master. I'm going to do that offline. So we're going to go back to your music.
Yes.
Okay. We're still talking about the Club Maté thing, the drink that's being sold at the very nice bowl-shaped, half-ball-shaped tent in the sea area near the monolight. There was something, there is a little picture on it, and it's called, you have to tell that, Ingo, because I don't know, in this microphone.
Oh, actually, I don't know what this picture showing. It just shows some person who drinking a... Club Mate. It's called the Mate Man.
Well, whatever. you're just telling an interesting story about the guy who of the family or made this, the Papalosche. Was war das? Auf Englisch bitte.
Yeah, the CCC registered a domain called, I guess it was clubmate.de.
Yes.
And the Losche Brewery, which produces the Club Mate, didn't want to have that domain for years or so.
Yeah.
And then they wanted to have it.
Yeah.
And they said that the CCC wouldn't get any matter anymore if we wouldn't give back that domain.
Oh my god. And what did you do?
I think we gave it back, but we still have another domain, which is Club Manuel Smarte or so.
Okay. I can look online, by the way. I have a little laptop here. Isn't that great? By the way, there's a chat also going on. We have a broadcast, by the way, on live.dds.nl/TV. We have 83 people watching this stream and also listening to this radio. So we want to say hi to all the people who are watching this all over the world. We're going to see that webpage in any moment. Not on TV, but we're going to do it here. And I'm watching to the TV show at the moment. Looks nice. I don't know what it is, but I have a very small picture. Okay, you're still listening to... Cool, isn't it? Live from the campus from the University of Twente. And, I also want to say hi to all the radio pirates who are normally on this frequency. So, goedenavond, beste luisteraars, omgeving, Enschede en Oldenzaal en Wierden en nog meer enzovoorts. Radio Cortella, Boeskot-team, Piratenteam. Willen jullie in ieder geval bedanken dat we even deze frequentie konden lenen. We weten dat jullie erg veel radio maken hier op de 97.1. Dus en na zondag dan is het weer allemaal oké. Maar goed, ik geloof dat we alleen maar tijdens op de campus te beluisteren zijn. Dus dat maakt er niet uit. Goed, that was a little thing in Dutch for the Radio Pirates who are broadcasting on the 97.1 FM normally in this region. Radio Cortella, the Boeskot team, a Piraten team. And many more, which I can't remember the name for now. But normally when I'm in this region, I listen to them. So, let's see what's on the MP3 stream. It's still nice party music. I hope we get some Kraftwerk very soon. Ich würde gerne Kraftwerk hören. Ist das möglich? That's good. Okay, again, I tried to find another jingle. I can go blind, but I'm not sure what that is. Okay, everybody, get ready for a very wild set of night here at HAL 2001. Okay. PlayStation 5.
Take
Okay, we don't want to say that we do a commercial radio, so all the things we said about the wonderful drink Club Maté is not a commercial. It's just a very enjoyable social thing to drink here at the Sea People, the CCC People. That's very good. I'm still wondering why I was kicked off this chat earlier. A few days ago, before I went to Hull, I thought, well, I know those people are going to make radio, so I want to get in contact with them. So I came in this chat, and then I was kicked while I'm saying not hello. Oh, most of the time I just go and log in and see what's happening before I barge in and say something, you know. Okay, then I logged in again and I said hello again, and then I was kicked out again. And I think I was even banned. I wonder why. Can somebody kick the guy who is doing that chat? Or is it a bot or something? I don't have a microphone here. Okay, who can I ask that for? Do you know anything about a chat?
Well, yes, I'm almost always operator in that channel.
Okay, explain. Why do you throw people off before you know there are script kiddies or other assholes?
Well, it's not me who does that, but there are really a lot of people having fun with other people in the channel CCC and keeping the channel clean.
Okay, but I'm very clean. I clean toilets, I do my dishes, I even wear clean socks every day. So, please, don't kick me off again. I most of the time log in as P-line. So, next time when I log in, don't kick me.
It wasn't me.
Well, make sure they don't kick me anymore. Okay, what are we going to listen to next in the music-wise way?
Well, some MP3, I think.
Random, I like that. This is a very nice DJ. He surprises himself. Well, that's one way to keep awake. Are you awake already 3-4 days?
No, that was yesterday.
Okay. Well, let us hear something. I keep on talking until I hear something. Blah, 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 blah. Space Station 5, this is the...
Well, it should be playing.
That's the cue. Okay, you can still come in the radio tent visit us. I think he has to reboot something. Well, that doesn't matter. I hear something. It works. At a chat at Hall 2001, channel Hall 2001. Welcome. Don't be afraid.
interesting thing to look into. If you put in your search engine DFM RTV, you can find a very interesting website, and there's a nice link to a chat, and there is a link up to an IRC net. This chat is not on TV, but you can talk with the nice people of DFM, Radio International, Radio Television International Network Europe. I'm listening at them at the moment, and they're doing a great show with our lovely stream here from Enschede. And so you can see this little network spreads over the whole world.